We're getting used to our new normal. As I said before, the staff and the students have been brilliant in terms of, you know, working together to make sure that school is running as normal. So, we've had a number of meetings and we're working with the insurance company, the Department of Education, you know, to try and get the works up and running as soon as possible. But as you can imagine, a job like this, it's a huge job and we don't want the same to happen again. So there's a lot of preparation work before any real work happens. So we're working, you know, we've had a lot of meetings and we're working flat out to make sure that we get up and running with the new wing that was damaged as soon as possible.
A massive job, as you said, and no definitive timeline at this point as to when we would see a new roof on that wing.
No, but we're hoping it will take a couple of months in terms of part of the roof has to be demolished. There's still bits of the roof, so we have to make the area fully safe. Then, as I said, you know, we just need to design the new roof, the replacement roof, to just make sure the same doesn't happen again. So it's not something, it will take probably a couple of months before the job is fully finished again.
How are the students and the staff feeling who have been particularly impacted by this? They're now displaced. What were the plans, or what are the plans that have been put in place to accommodate them, and how are they feeling?
No, they have been fantastic. We have two of the classrooms, our art room and our other classroom beside it, are in the gym. We have one of our special classes has taken over a small tiny room, not ideal, but look, we've been working with them and doing our very best to make it, you know, the best possible space it can be. Our staff room, you know, is moving from our atrium, our central area, out to the corridor and back in and out, depending on what's on. But the staff and students have really rolled in, and, you know, this is something that couldn't be, you know, in terms of, we just keep saying, thank God nobody was hurt or nobody was injured, and I suppose that's the way we're looking at it, and we're doing our very best to get, you know, to get it fixed, and we will be working hard on it over the next weeks and months ahead.